systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Gemhole. Today is Friday, May 27th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 499.
499!
499!
Holy shit!
Almost $5.
Oh my god.
I feel like a cheap $4.99 omelet at Denny's.
Everyone needs to donate $5.
$4.99.
There you go.
$4.99. Actually, $5.32, and by the time PayPal takes theirs, it'll be $4.99, right?
Sure.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. You can call us 406-204-4687. We may possibly be the last ad-free podcast in the world.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. All of the shows I listen to now, and even the ones that didn't used to have ads.
Even the smaller, lower underground. Yep. Really?
Yeah.
So are we?
I heard an ad today on our, I'm going to air quote this, our friends down in Florida, their show.
Oh, really?
For some fucking program that like hides all your nasty pictures on your computer or whatever. Which I was hearing them talk about it, and I was like thinking back to the other day when you were like, hey, why is there a folder in Picasa that's locked? And I'm like, because there's fucking pictures in there that aren't for you. See, if I would have had that program, that never even would have been an issue. It's interesting, huh? Ad-free.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, though, like, hearing podcasts that have been around, like, you know, they came up after us, you know, they're younger than us, and then they have those ads.
It's because we've basically taken a stand and said, hey, ad-free, listener-supported ad-free network. And I think we've pretty much burned every potential ad bridge. I don't know. I've turned down so many millions of dollars in ad revenue.
I know. I see the emails every time.
I know.
They go to me too.
I know. I just started marking them as spam, so I don't even see them anymore. I don't even want to see them.
Oh man. Well, are we ever going to have ads?
I'm gonna try not to. I'm gonna really try.
It'd be different if we were the ad for it and they didn't play their ad on the show.
What do you mean?
I looked at that.
Oh, time. Like just don't second guess yourself. That's funny. That's funny. Made you look. What an asshole. Justin Fan Peach.
I looked at that and looked at the recording. I'm like,
sure.
The mic's not off. Anyway.
So there's a fine line, I think, between, you know, just getting it done and working and being a fucking sellout. And, you know, I listen.
Are you considering the people with ads sellouts?
I'm just saying. I listen to a lot of shows who are walking that thin, fine line. You know?
You need to be careful what you say there, buddy.
It's like a hairline fracture. And you could just fall into the chasm at any
time. Well, once you get
time.
About 5-10 minutes of ads in your show.
Could you imagine?
Then it's over.
Like, we come here, hit fucking record, hit fucking play, and walk out.
Right? Because you just let out, like, two shows for each
episode,
because one's full with ads and one's, like, all show.
We'd do it like a dick, too. We wouldn't, like, space them out. Like,
no, three, not at
we'd
all.
Put all five of them, like, right at the beginning of the
oh,
show,
yes.
Like, the first 40 minutes.
Yes.
This show brought to you by a whole bunch of crap that you'll never use. But we guilt trip you into buying it anyway. Well, that's pretty sweet. There's death and destruction all around us.
I know. I'm loving it. Have you seen that every day, all day?
Tornadoes.
Yeah.
Tornadoes. Earthquakes. Volcanoes. And it makes me smile, and I'm glad that even in the midst of all of these troubling end time apocalyptic events. Are you clipping your fingernails?
No, I had a hangnail. I was clipping that off.
You okay?
I'm getting there. I'm getting the rest of them off.
I'm glad that, you know, we can come here and meet for a few hours every week and make fun of idiots. It's the little things.
Make fun
you know?
Of the world.
It's the little things that just make it all worthwhile.
Fucking A. I mean, doing this, it makes our lives
ad-free.
Not feel so shitty.
Ad-free.
Yeah, no, you know, we come here and we've got some shit on our plate, all right? We've got a little bit of chaos in our lives. But when we do this and we see the rest
I'm at peace
of these
right
people's
now.
Lives.
A Zen podcast.
We,
at peace.
Makes us feel a little bit better. Oh. Gives us a better outlook on life.
An outlook express.
It makes you go, damn, you know what? It could be worse. Way worse.
It could be way worse, as we will discuss this evening. There's been a lot of suicides lately, and I think we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, yeah?
But before that, I have something that's really, really making me uneasy.
All right, what's that?
But before that, I have a question for
you. God damn it, what?
And please, if you have anything to say about any of these hard-hitting topics we will cover this evening, don't hesitate to call 406-204-4687.
I hate hangnails. Sorry.
Would you, if given the choice, would you rather forfeit the ability to smell, or would you rather lose access to social networking websites? Boom! Holy shit.
Shit. I'm a cook. I need
paradox.
Smell.
Paradox.
Smell has a lot to do with taste.
But fucking Facebook, man. And Farmville and shit. That's like no more games. No Twitter. No any Web 2.0. Any social.
All the people
none of
that
it.
Chose to lose their smell. And like you're walking around and you're the one that could still smell because you chose that over
like,
your,
you guys fucking
your network
stink.
Stuff. And then, like, the people, they, like, walk up, they're like, oh, you could smell that? I'd be like, yeah. They're like, you don't have Facebook?
That'd be weird.
Could you imagine
like,
that?
Like, I can smell it, but I can't post a Facebook update about what it smells like.
Right.
That's very troubling to me.
I don't know. What would
so,
you do?
What would you pick? I asked you. I'm the host. You're the old dog.
I don't know, man.
What would Jesus do?
I'm a cook, and I need that smell
what
for
do you
taste.
Think, what would you do in the chat? Would you lose your sense of smell, or would you give up social networking?
I could give up social networking.
Now, just
since
online.
Since I'm with
like,
you, I'll keep my smell and stuff, and you
could,
keep the social network, and I'll smell for the both of us.
Right. We'll have one of those stupid, like, just married couple fucking Facebooks. It's like, Matt and Danny. Here's our Facebook. So stupid.
Right.
I hate when people do that. But
what would you do?
I don't know. I don't. If you didn't smell, like I could still network. Will you stop that? I can
Sorry.
Still network in person, right? Because it's not.
Yeah, that's
cause that's what
in
people,
real life. Okay,
exactly.
IRL.
People's whole thing is like. Social networking is taking away from the personal, you know, face-to-face personal interactions and all that shit.
Yeah, it's just taking away, when you take away social networking, you're taking away the internet part, right? Not, like, in real life shit, right?
Right. Well, and it'd be weird,
too. You're just losing Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and posters.
It's weird, too, because then when you would have to interact with these people, some of them you would kind of wish you didn't have your sense of smell. But, like, if you're on social network sites,
yeah,
then...
Yeah, like when the dude...
Do you need to smell?
When the dude that happens to be around my work all the time, comes in the back in the morning and drops a douche and deuce in my fucking employee bathroom.
Just dropping a douche?
Deuce. Wow. Dude, every morning, guy drops a deuce in our bathroom, and I have to literally go out and use the, like, customer bathroom.
That's helpful.
And I don't do that very often. Cooks don't do that. We want to use our toilet. Hours.
So if you didn't have social networking, you wouldn't be able to do podcasts or anything like that then, huh?
Ooh.
Think about it.
I thought you were just talking about, like, Facebook and stuff. Like, I'm not... Like, well, yeah, well, okay, right
so
now?
You could still podcast, but you couldn't tell anyone about it. What would you do?
You could tell friends about it in How? Real life.
In real life?
Could do it you, through you, because you're going to be the dumbass who chooses the loser's smell.
Oh, that's true. Like, hey, Matt, ping this for me.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's interesting. So there was a survey that did go around 6,000 people aged 16 to 30. And you know what they found? 53% of respondents would rather forfeit the ability to smell than lose access to their social networks.
Do you have any idea how big of a component
16 to 30 years old though
smell is
keep
to
that,
taste?
Keep that in mind. 16 to 30.
If you
so
lose your
kids,
smell,
us.
You lose a lot of your taste.
Me for the next few months.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
That's...
I really doubt they took that into consideration. They were probably like, no more Plants vs. Zombies? Yeah, I don't need to smell, thanks. All I smell are farts and asshole anyway, so what's it fucking matter?
You're gonna miss that when you take a bite of, like, your awesome fucking favorite food, and then, like, you can't taste it
not
fully.
When I can use my imagination and still be able to tell everyone on Facebook about it. That's worth it. Tell you what. Olfactory senses?
Oh, man, this food was so amazing, but not nearly as amazing as it used to be because I could still do this.
But not nearly as amazing as me telling you about it while simultaneously playing fucking...
Stupid zombies.
Stupid zombies.
Right?
Oh, that's not a Facebook app.
Oh, whatever. You can ping it while you're playing Stupid Zombies on your phone.
Could. I could play Stupid Zombies, but I couldn't use Open Fiend scoreboard and you know... network my high score and be like, oh, hey, how many stupid zombies have you killed?
Pfft. Even though I don't have I still have my smell, I could still play Angry Birds.
My
That's
droid
not networking.
Would not be near as cool as that.
You would just need a regular dumb phone.
80, I know. You 80% of what that fucking phone does is social networking.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy how intertwined social networks have become with our lives.
You would totally
the
choose
voice
to
of
not
a
smell,
generation.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think so. I think smell, if it would be different if I was out and having to survive day to day on the plains of fucking Africa with a spear that I sharpened from this tusk I killed. And, like, that would be different. But we're so fucking conveniently located next to everything
you're
need.
You're saying that in our lives right now that social networking takes...
Okay, check it out. Social networking is more important if you look at it as a tool. You would make $1 million quicker using social networking than you would using your sense of smell.
Right.
Unless you were a bomb-sniffing dog.
Unless everyone in the world chose social networking over their sense of smell, then they would hire
You'd
the one
like
guy
a
that
god.
Didn't. So that way, you know, yeah, they pay this guy
like,
that
hey,
fucking chose sense
does,
of smell.
Does my wife have a yeast infection? Because I can't tell. Smell this. Like, that'll be $50.
That'll be 50 grand.
That'll be 50 grand payday. Shit.
I could still smell. What do you want me to smell for you? Does that smell clean? Oh, okay, here.
Yeah, like marketing would be totally different if no one smelled anymore. Yeah. Like you could make shit smell like whatever. It wouldn't matter. You wouldn't have to fragrance things. Everything would be
yeah,
bland.
Like women's lotion.
Yeah,
and
like,
stuff like that.
That whole cosmetic industry,
perfume, cologne, aftershave, deodorant.
Yeah, even the stuff that is designed just for smell. I'm talking like shampoos
aerosols.
That are scented, candle, all that shit. Yeah. Aromatherapy out the door. I got social network therapy.
Oh.
But yeah, 53%. So pretty interesting.
It's pretty
the
crazy.
Need. It identified three key factors motivating today's youngsters: the need for connections and community, social or personal justice, and authenticity. To put things in perspective, 67% of people polled said they would willfully have their genitals removed for a Klondike bar.
What?
That's what it says, dude.
Okay, this is retarded.
Nick Green of the Village Boys.
I
hold
five
on.
Bucks at
I'm,
the store for a Klondike bar.
I'm reprimanding journalists. Couple. Nick Green of the Village Voice.
I had a Klondike bar yesterday.
Did you have your...
No, but I had a Heath Klondike bar.
Ugh.
And those are amazing.
Ugh. That's disgusting.
No, it's
toffee.
Good.
Really?
No, it's not like that.
Heath?
It's not like that.
Ledger.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like coffee at all. It was like chocolate swirl shit.
Okay.
But like the Heath crunchy part, I guess.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for what's really troubling me? This
the fact
affects
that you
can't everyone.
Smell
this
anymore?
Is, no, I don't care about that anymore.
Oh, okay.
I just thought that was interesting that kids these days. Huh? Kids these days. You don't know what it's like. Back when I had to make a living smelling things.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what it's like.
I actually use my sense of smell for my job, so...
Right.
You know, it's like a big
social
part.
Networking, maybe not so much.
I don't that
Large
much,
distraction.
So.
Okay, are you ready for this? This is...
Yes.
This is going to cause a lot of problems. Starting out in Michigan, you've probably... I don't know if this is, like, in the news or not, but I heard it on another show... And I looked it up and did a little research, and fuck, dude, this is messed up shit. So, in Michigan, police are doing traffic stops, and when they're pulling people over, they're asking for their cell phones. And what they're doing is they're taking their cell phones, and they're plugging them into this device, and this device takes everything. And
what?
Puts it on the device, and then the cops have... Location data of where you've been, Facebook contacts, Facebook, anything that's on your phone is now in their device. It's called mobile forensics. And, I mean, this has been around for a while, but devices like this. And more so, cops using it for routine traffic stops. Just like, hey, can I have your phone? Oh, yeah, sure.
No.
Oh, sure. Sure. No problem. Plus, how invasive is the information on our phones nowadays? Like, personal,
seriously,
everything,
huge.
Pictures, calendar, where you're going, like GPS data.
Could you imagine
everything,
that? And
right?
They like see like you were texting somebody about like, you know, maybe getting something that's not
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Everything. And granted,
don't touch my phone.
Granted, you can, the cops can get
evidence.
A warrant and they can go to the phone companies and get all that stuff, but not when they pull you over. For speeding.
Right, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you're getting arrested.
Because you don't
because
know.
Because you bought cocaine 3 weeks ago and a hooker.
Because right. You don't know. I mean, like, a lot of these people, I bet you they just don't take into consideration what they can do with your phone.
Right. Whenever a cop is, you know.
Hey, can I see your phone?
Yeah, your everything is usually like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because the more you agree, generally, in a routine stop, you'll get out of there quicker. Probably uh-huh. Without a ticket, unless, you know, he's
you're
being
a douche.
Or you're a douche or a dude.
Right.
If you're a chick, guaranteed.
Yeah, no, that's every time I, no, I get
so,
tickets.
I looked up the people that make this thing. It's called Celebrite, CelebriteCom.
Okay.
It's the UFED Physical Analyzer 2.0. This thing is fucking nuts, dude, what it does. And they have a bunch of different products like this. This thing, check out this sales pitch. The UFED Physical Analyzer 2.0 brings the latest in mobile forensics analysis, decoding, scripting, and reporting into an accessible, easy-to-navigate environment. The result of extensive research and development, UFED Physical Analyzer 2.0 brings a unique set of powerful features addressing the demanding requirements of the mobile forensics market, while providing the user with enhanced interface that has received particular attention in order to ease the day-to-day work involved with mobile forensics. You know what that means?
What?
To make it easier to get all of your shit. Highlights. We have a new redesigned welcome screen that is the user's initial interface with the application, providing intuitive access to recently opened projects, new projects, or to the application settings. Like previous versions, users can work on multiple projects simultaneously. I can steal the shit off of your phone and your phone at the same time.
Oh my God.
Instant search. With the powerful new instant search bar, users can now locate keywords and numbers within all data types, device information, and file names anywhere within the physical analyzer. Enhanced decoding. This thing introduces enhanced decoding, enabling support for multiple data types such as chat, email, web bookmarks, favorites, web history, SIM data, cookies, notes, MMS, instant messages, Bluetooth devices, locations, journeys, GPS fixes, call logs, text messages, contacts, and more. The enhanced decoding allows much more data to be analyzed and displayed per mobile device. Couple that with our new iPhone decoding enhancements. Ooh. iPhone decoding includes call logs, contacts, text messages, email locations, Wi-Fi and cell tower, web bookmarks, Skype, contacts, calls and chat, Facebook contacts, also capable of parsing an iPhone backup as well as an iPhone encrypted backup with known password. Hey, it's cool. I just encrypt my phone. Doesn't matter. This takes everything. And Michigan police are using it for traffic stops.
That's no good. Especially not traffic stops, dude. That's seriously...
So, check this out.
No good.
What's really crazy shady about this? The ACLU of Michigan...
You mean not just everything?
Right. But on top of all of that...
Right.
Like, I want one of these now. Like, damn, dude.
Hey, can I see your phone? Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Let me see that. Wait, what's that? Thank
all
you.
All right. Yeah, thanks. No big deal. Just wanted to...
So, the...
I'm testing your battery.
Yeah. The ACLU of Michigan... demanded that state officials stop stonewalling freedom of information requests for information on the program. The ACLU had learned that the police had acquired the cell phone scanning devices and in August of 2008 filed an official request for records on the program, including logs of how the devices were used. The state police, are you ready for this?
Yes.
They responded by saying they would provide the information in return... for a blowjob and $500,000.
Wait, what?
Okay, I made that up.
Yeah, you made
half
that up.
$500,000, though, for real. I didn't make that up.
Oh, wow.
We'll give you the information that you requested under the Freedom of Information Act or whatever if you pay us $544,680.
What
the ACLU found the charge outrageous.
Yeah.
Law enforcement officers are known, this is a quote, on occasion, to encourage citizens to cooperate if they have nothing to hide. No less should be expected of law enforcement, and the Michigan State Police should be willing to assuage concerns that these powerful extraction devices are being used illegally by honoring our requests for cooperation and disclosure. Hey, we did! For $544,000. That's fun. I wonder if that's their way of paying for the device. I wonder if that's how much one of
right.
these costs. That'd be weird, right? It's like, it's an exact number, right?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just say 500 grand? Like,
yeah,
you want $544,680.32.
That's ridiculous.
Dicks. U.S. Department of Justice test of the Cellebrite UFED used by Michigan police found the device could grab all of the photos and video off an iPhone within 1.5 minutes.
Dude.
Cha-ching! In and
that
fucking
out.
That is
amazing, dude.
The device works with 3,000 different phone models and can even defeat password protections. Quote,
ooh.
Complete extraction of existing hidden and deleted phone data, including call history, text
ooh.
Messages, contacts, images, and geotags. Your GPS locale. A Cellebrite brochure explains regarding the device's capabilities. Quote, the physical analyzer allows visualization of both existing and deleted locations on Google Earth. In addition, location information from GPS devices and image geotags can be mapped on Google Maps. So they're like, oh, hey, now I can see you. The ACLU is concerned that these powerful capabilities are being quietly used to bypass Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches. Yeah, for is that unreasonable for a traffic stop? Now I have everything that's in your phone and
yeah,
all the
a
info that goes with it.
Fucking ridiculous, dude. Can you imagine just like a regular like DUI checkpoint or some shit?
But
like,
hey, if you got nothing to hide, what are you worried about?
It's my personal life
it's
and I don't
principle.
Need you knowing that I'm fucking my boss. How about that? You
yeah.
know, shit like
How
that.
How about that? Wait a minute.
You know, shit like that. Like, That's my stuff.
I don't need
I don't
you,
knowing
you knowing
that.
That once a week I'm going down to the ghetto and buying a bag of blow. I just, that's none of
or
your
even
fucking
the fact
business.
That maybe you might not do anything illegal, but what about, you know, like there's purchase reports on your phone from you buying a double-ended dildo. Like,
you're just thinking for like embarrassment purposes.
Yeah. Think about what they do with that. They're going to take it back to their office and be like, huh, this hot chick, dude, you should see what she brought
honestly,
on this.
Though,
oh, my God.
That's the least of the worries.
Well, yeah.
What I would be worried about is...
I'm saying for somebody that doesn't do any, like, illegal drug activity.
It just seems... It's a very slippery slope that once you have that information, how far back can you go with it? Like, I don't know. That's very, very unsettling. Quote, with certain exceptions that do not apply here, a search cannot occur without a warrant in which a judicial officer determines that there is a probable cause to believe that the search will yield evidence of criminal activity. A device that allows immediate surreptitious intrusion into private data creates enormous risks that troopers will ignore these requirements to the detriment of the constitutional rights of persons whose cell phones are searched.
Dude.
There you go. Very, I told you, I'm very, just, very,
that's
it's not
scary,
here,
man.
But
they're not going to have a quota anymore.
Can you imagine?
They're going to, like, just start raping people on this, man, and be like, okay, I got... They're going to, like, at the end of their fucking DUI checkpoint thing, they're going to, like, collab together and be like, okay, I got this, and this off these phones. What'd you guys get?
I know.
They're gonna be like, I got this, and this. What are you guys going to book them for, huh? What are you guys going to do? And, like, they're going to plan out this whole fucking stupid scheme where they're going to book you on a bunch of shit, and they're going to be like, oh, it's already done because it says it here. You admitted to it, so ha. Huh.
They're saying the serious issue is that most people who have had their cell phones hacked by police have not even been suspected of any crime. Where the routine traffic stop now becomes a sort of fishing expedition to look for anything to bring charges against the public. And when the ACLU filed a Freedom of Information Act request, they were asked for the $544,680. And these guys say that that's to bankrupt the local ACLU and to keep them quiet. So, pretty shady.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah.
If I ever get pulled over, I don't have a cell phone. Sorry.
That's what some people are saying. They're like, so can you just take the battery out? Some people were saying that there's these little cell phone tasers.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I bet we could hack one of these up to put one of those down. Like, you plug it in and it just blows it.
Fuck yeah,
like,
dude.
A little EMP or some
Oops.
Shit.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you I had that.
Was that your $500,000 device? I'm sorry. Doesn't work anymore. It's smoking.
Did you plug it in
wrong?
It doesn't
look good. But yeah, this Cellebrite website, man, it's pretty crazy. Like, some of the shit they have on there. Like, this is complete. I can take all your shit. Unparalleled access to phone memory.
Mm-mm.
This thing will crack the phone user lock code, delete data, including deleted call history. Like, even shit that's not on the phone that's deleted, they can
that's
still
fucked,
recover.
Dude.
Pictures,
can you, like, wipe it?
Pictures that you deleted. You can wipe it as long as you write bits of random data back to it. But if you just wipe it, like, you can get that back. It's not
Ugh.
Wiped. I mean, you can take a magnet, like a powerful fucking magnet, and wipe it. I mean, it'll destroy the device. Like, that's basically what you almost have to do, is just destroy the device.
And I mean, you tell me you don't have a phone. You're like, I don't have a cell phone.
I don't own a cell phone.
But you're 20 what? And I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Wait,
have
didn't
one
didn't you
thanks.
Just participate in a survey saying you'd rather give up your sense of smell than...
Yeah, I voted for smell, and go check my my account for Verizon. Yeah, it's shut down. So, have fun!
And you know, really, if you look at this, some of this access that they're doing here, like, they had to have had help of the cell phone manufacturers. Like, the
oh,
not
yeah,
the carriers
absolutely.
Well, maybe even the carriers, too. The carriers, I would say, are more shady than the manufacturers are,
yeah.
But... Like, to have some of this...
Because they had to have
for 3,000
data shit.
For 3,000 different phones?
Yeah, they had to have and gotten help to you know,
well, if you
out just, what,
if you think
work.
About it, how much of that technology is proprietary? Like, how much of it's patented? How much of it's secret? I mean, you can hack away on it and shit, I guess, but...
I bet you they got a really good deal
I
with them.
I bet they got bank.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Paid.
Yeah.
But I'll put links to this stuff in the show notes. You can check it out, thejamhole.com. Pretty interesting. I would like... to get my hands on one of those devices. I would.
Fucking A, dude. Just test it out on your own shit.
That and my cop suit. All right. I have perhaps...
Can you get you a fake cop suit? Totally, dude. There's a costume shop
shorts.
In Missoula. Let's
nice.
Go.
Please do
doing it.
You can be a bike cop.
I already have a bike. I know.
All right, check this out. Most ironic story of the week here.
Uh-huh.
There's a BET host. You know what BET
yes,
is? The
Black Entertainment Television. It's black. It says B. B-E-T.
It's the
Black Entertainment Television. Look it up. It says black. They even say it's black.
That's their word.
They don't say African-American.
Okay, anyway. There's a host on there who goes by the name of DJ Megatron. Do you know who that is?
Oh, my. I know who Megatron is.
Okay. He was shot and killed.
Oh.
Is that ironic that he didn't, like, transform into a gun and fucking shoot back? Like, what's the matter, dude? What? Fucking black people, stop shooting each other, would you? All right, are you ready for Suicide Watch?
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is just...
Suicide Watch 2011.
Okay. First, we have a rocket scientist. This is kind of nice, actually. I like this. This is a feel-good story here.
Okay.
A former rocket scientist used explosives to take his own life. He went to some marina where, you know, it was kind of vacant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was 58 years old and unemployed. He had tried to avoid harming others before triggering the blast in his Nissan Micra. In a note to police found in his apartment, he apologized, said that he had chosen a deserted industrial estate to avoid injuring others, and underlined that there was no protest or political motive. Like, I need you. I don't need another terrorism alert. I'm telling you right now, this was absolutely not an act of terrorism. They, of course, you know, evacuated the marina and cordoned off the whole area anyway, but he exploded himself. This guy, his name was
exploded
David Bagley,
himself.
58. He exploded himself. This was in the UK. He was born in Hartlepool and spent a whole career in the aerospace industry engineering space rockets.
All right.
And then he moved back to a flat at the marina and did voluntary stints at the charity shop. And the coroner, so this is crazy. He settled all of his bills, he paid for a funeral, and he withdrew money for his elderly mother for whom he cared, and he left it on the note. It said that she be looked after. He asked that, you know.
Yeah. That's...
like, I'm good. I'm good on life.
You said everything.
I'm out of debt.
The way it's supposed to be.
I'm good. And then he... that's
I'm
so,
out. Peace.
Like, most people, I don't know, maybe not most,
maybe
but,
if he would have went and bought a car, he wouldn't have done it.
Maybe.
Because he still have a debt.
He had a car. He just blowed it up. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
The verdict of suicide was recorded, and the judge said, in summary, he decided he didn't want to live anymore. I don't think there's anything else I can usefully find out about these circumstances, bearing in mind the meticulous planning there was involved. Maybe it was framed. It's just made to look like that.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. You don't know.
Maybe someone's pretty good at what they're doing.
That's right. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe someone's been playing
Make
Hitman
this look
too.
Like a suicide.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Bailey's flat was initially sealed and neighbors evacuated because of terrorism fears. And then they read the note and said, oh, it's okay. But yeah, that's how you do it. That's a gentleman right there. It's like, you know what? I grew up, I went to school, I built rockets. I'm good. 58 years old, I'm good. I wonder if he, like, just found out he had cancer or something. It was like,
maybe.
Nah.
He went to house.
Tried to cut his own leg off. Okay, next suicide. This one is a little...
last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
fell asleep during it, thanks.
Oh, you liked it, though. It was good.
It was phenomenal.
It was the season finale. Okay. And he drove his car through a house. It was awesome.
Spoiler alert. San Diego.
I didn't say whose house. Come on.
Wait, his house? San Diego. Okay, check this out. This one not as a feel-good as the last one, but still feeling pretty good. This is a husband and wife who planned the deaths of their two daughters and themselves. Hmm? A little a little more meticulous suicidal planning.
Okay.
A day after... Oh, excuse me.
What are you doing?
Okay, so... Me and you, kids, we're all going to kill ourselves.
Yeah, because we have kids.
Right. Their bodies were found in the swimming pool and one in the bathtub of their rented home. We have writings found in the home from each of the parents, the cop said. This event was probably planned by both of them. What role each played, we are still trying to figure out. Autopsies were performed. 44 years old. The wife was 36. The daughters were 17 and 9.
Wow, you killed a 17-year-old? That's pretty... It takes a little bit.
Right?
I mean, like, that's not just like, you know, hey, honey, come here. Let me give you a bath.
Yeah, right.
No, that's like, a 17-year-old's going to fight back.
What is it, maybe? What if you're just, like, an emo 17-year-old? Like, you know.
Or you had, like, no idea, and mom's like, hey, come here, honey. And you're like, what?
I've been trying.
Just boom, done.
I've been trying for years.
Like, why'd you kill your 17-year-old daughter? Like, your daughter could have went on and been all right, probably.
Why are people...
I can understand killing the really, really young ones because they don't really...
Do you think they were expecting the rapture and it did not come, so maybe. They were like, fuck it?
I can understand the young ones because I guess they're dependent on the family even though they could be adopted out or whatever, but, like, the older ones, like, they're 17. She's almost legal and able to be out on her own anyway. Why kill her?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Because the rapture didn't come. It broke her heart. She died from a heartbroke.
They're like, we're just going to erase our existence.
Pretty much. Like a whole family.
Like, yeah, we did all this weird? And we're just going to, we don't need to be here. We fucked this up. Let's take everything out. We don't need this. Delete.
Yeah, there's no cause of death yet. They're waiting for the tox results.
I wonder if, like, she made dinner. It was all poisoned. You know?
Yeah, like the Last Supper style, kind of. Yeah. All, like, dark and fucking...
Probably.
Spilt says, I was hoping for the rapture so we could have this place to ourselves. Fucking...
No shit.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
So these guys, they owned a tow truck business, Lightning Towing and Transport. The company's business license with the city was due to expire on May 31st. Maybe they couldn't afford to renew it. Everything was
maybe they didn't
fucked.
Renew it because they knew the rapture was coming.
Maybe. You don't know. Mm. The girl was a senior at high tech high school in Point Loma. She was going to graduate in June. Friends said she planned to attend a university, and the other one was a fourth grader. The nephew discovered bodies in the swimming pool. Is that weird that they didn't take the extended family? They're like, us.
Just the immediate
family. Just the immediate.
Well, they were going to wait for the cousins and aunts and uncles to come over. Come on.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
You guys come over? Why? It's not Easter yet. Like, I don't get it.
Like, well, we can't wait till Easter. So...
Holidays. It's the only time all the families get together.
The front yard of the family's house was filled with old furniture and small household items, toys, some trash, and dead palm fronds. A broken-down pickup on blocks,
in Florida?
A second pickup, and two Honda sedans filled the driveway.
Where are they at?
This was San Diego.
Oh, okay. Somewhere down there. All right.
Yeah.
Palm
fronds.
Pretty
crazy.
I used to swing off those. I had this awesome big-ass palm tree in my front yard.
All right. Here we go. The creme de la creme, the lady responsible for it all. All
right.
91-year-old.
Whoa.
91-year-old.
She's responsible for anything at 91.
She is... 91-year-old Charlotte Hydren. She is responsible for selling suicide kits. Boom!
Damn!
Suicide.
What's got in it? A gun, a rope.
I know,
fucking,
right?
Like paint thinner, lighter, matches,
a needle with some fucking drugs in it. Like what? What's a gun? Right? A suicide kit.
It's gonna give you options. Right?
91 years old.
Why would you? I bet you I could make a suicide kit.
The FBI was looking into her. Agents raided her El Cajon area house.
Can't you sell those? You can sell them. You just
suicide kits?
No, why not?
Also in San Diego. Weird, huh?
Like, I'm not telling people to kill themselves.
I'm just giving them away.
That's all.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
like this is novelty use only.
It's
because, you know, like,
Gavorkin got in trouble because he was actually hooking them up to it.
Right.
But he still made them move their finger or whatever that engaged the mechanism. Uh-huh. That, so she's just putting them out tools. There. Right. Which, individually, she got those tools from somewhere, right? So yeah. Are those stores responsible? Because individually, they're right. Maybe not, you know.
She could play it off as they were meant for novelty use only. Like
right, for entertainment use
yeah.
Only.
Like, you know, you walk into somebody's house and be like, want to check out my suicide kit? You know, you got a little glass case. You're like, the so, just-in-case thing, the little thing you break with
check out what the cops
stuff.
Took when they raided her.
What?
A sewing machine and other materials tied to her mail order operation. She vowed to fight any possible federal charges. Quote, do I look like a criminal? She said, smiling outside of her house. Daryl Foxworth, spokesman for the FBI, said he was unable to comment on the raid, except to say the agency was looking to seize evidence in connection with an ongoing investigation. Mail fraud, perhaps? Wire fraud? The sale of adulterated and misbranded medical devices? She and her son assemble the $60 kits, which include clear medical-grade tubing and a customized plastic bag that, when used with helium, can cause a person to pass out and die. It's kind of weak.
What was it?
Medical tubing, a customized plastic bag that you put helium in it, and it will cause you to pass out and die.
And what do you just breathe it in?
I don't know. She says she does it to help the incurably sick end their lives in a graceful way. You know, with a rope around your neck and your dick in your hand.
Right.
Yeah.
What if it was the son's idea for money?
She has operated the business for years, attracting customers from around the world, but there was a death in December of a guy in Oregon who asphyxiated himself with the help of the kit, and it raised pointed questions about the business and drawn global attention. He was 29 and not terminally ill. Oops.
Ew.
Do you screen the people that are buying your stuff?
Oh,
like,
no.
That's... I'm not your fucking dad.
Right.
For entertainment use only. There you go. Can
I
we sell...
Out here
can we sell
whatever.
Jam hole suicide kits?
If you want to get the attention that she's getting, sure.
Dude.
All right, we could do
look,
that.
Look at me. Dude.
I'm looking at you.
Dude.
I could make it way more fun than
I know! Dude, we'd make it like a little board game that you fucking... like mouse
totally
trap.
Novelty.
It'd be the most elaborate Rube Goldberg fucking suicide machine ever.
Oh my god. Mouse It'll be trap. Like a saw kit.
The Jam Hole mouse trap saw suicide kit.
Oh my god.
Done. Trademark. So we're gonna end the show now.
Saw suicide.
We're gonna.
Did you say that?
We're gonna end the show now and go build that.
Right.
And thejamhole.com/store. There you go.
Oh god. And we have a mechanic shop right out front, dude. We can put together some cool shit.
Fuck.
The Snap-on guys were just here.
We can make it like choose your own adventure. Like
fuck,
each
yeah.
kit is tailored to suit your way. Because some people are like really afraid to die certain ways. So you
right.
don't want. You need a kit as different as the grains of sand in the beach in the ocean. There's a lot of different people. We
it's
need a
start
lot
out
of different
with,
kits.
With how do you feel? What led you to this conclusion?
Press one.
Why
for
do you want to kill yourself?
Yeah. Press two for
Right, and it goes to like a different conclusion for each.
And then you assemble
person.
It in that man. Oh man,
yeah.
That's brilliant.
No. It assembles itself as you're going along and answer the questions. It's like, okay,
right.
Let's do like
insert
this.
Insert slot A into
right?
tab B.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool.
The Oregon State Senate recently approved a bill that would outlaw the sale or transfer of, quote, any substance or object to another person with the intent that the other person use the substance or object to commit suicide. I get it, like, people, when they're alive, they pay taxes and stuff, but you're kind of being a dick, Oregon. Like, if I want to kill
it's
myself...
It's not like she's going to get repeat customers.
I know. Like, what's it to you? If
right?
I want to end my life, like, just... that seems weird that
I don't
you're
have
like...
regulars or anything.
You're not allowed to do that, you know? Like,
I'm pretty sure that's
off.
Like one time...
What are you going to do, arrest me?
Only.
Yeah.
I know, right?
He welcomed the news of the FBI raid, saying he believes Hydorn is profiting and marketing a product, quote, that plays on people's despair. However, neighbors and friends say that she is not motivated by money. They noted she was driven to start the business following her husband's protracted battle with cancer before his death in the 70s. So, motivated by, you know, you see that. By that death. Sucks, right? Watching someone just go from being, like, totally normal to withering away and dying. Like that sucks. You want them to die, you know, when they're on
Give
their
them
terms.
The choice.
On
let
their
them
terms.
Do it. Yeah.
You don't, yeah. You don't let the cancer pick when you're going to die.
Take some dignity
you
with
die.
You.
That's right.
Instead of being stripped of
all
your
It has, like, a little
shit.
Diaper and stuff in it and all that. Like, this is the complete kit. I'm telling you. This is going to be great.
Options.
That's right. Do you think we options. Could get a Kickstarter for that?
It'd be awesome. Oh, my God.
So.
That's pretty badass. Maybe we can get someone to sponsor us for that.
We'll make it. We'll have it made in China. Because that'll make it even more efficient, right? Because it's, like, lead-based. He uses all the toxic fucking chemicals that China likes to use when they build shit for us. The kit is promoted online and sold under the name of Hydorn's company, The Glad Group. That's so awesome. That's, like, the perfect name for a fucking suicide kit. The Glad
so
Group.
So Nales has a good point. He says anything can be used to kill yourself.
Yeah,
so
that's
that
what,
law covers well, everything ever. It's like, yeah, like the hardware store isn't going to be responsible for selling the fucking rope that, you know, this dude got from so-and-so to hang themselves. Like, that's, you going to follow that paper trail? Like, seriously?
Yeah, it's, there's no way.
You sold the bolts that screwed in to make this electric
While you're at
thing.
It, you can sue the car manufacturer that built the car that he used to go to the store to buy that and sue
right.
the store that, yeah, that, you can't, once you go down that road.
Everyone's going to go to jail.
Everyone's in jail.
Except for newborn
and
babies.
Who profits? The jail.
Yeah.
Super jail. The fucking warden. That's who profits.
And Alice will
and
get a
Alice.
Raise.
Alice.
Alice will get a real raise.
He saw the FBI raid as overstepping. He says, quote, "To me, it's not the government's business to poke its nose into this issue. It should be up to the individual, how they die, and the way they go out." Fucking A.
Yeah.
He and others in the neighborhood set in a hilly, unincorporated area of El Cajon near Fuerte Elementary School, said they only learned the full scope of her business in recent weeks. Quote, "She's just a nice lady who was enjoying retirement." Retirement? Enjoying retirement, if you fucking know what I mean? Yeah.
Nolly says, I'm going to kill myself with Jell-O pudding just to get them to go out of business.
And do it while you're listening to the Jam Hole so we can get sued, too.
Please, awesome. Please. Drown yourself in chocolate. Or no, that tapioca pudding, because that's disgusting.
And she's so awesome. This lady, we should try and interview this lady. I think she's pretty cool. She says...
91-year-old lady.
She would like to continue with her business, but that the raid has halted the operation. At least for now. Until I get another sewing machine, then you fucking watch out. I'll be back. quote, "The truth is they're taking all of my materials. The boxes, the tubing, the threads used on the plastic bag, the machines... she said if criminal charges are filed against her and she winds up behind bars, she's not worried about an extended sentence. At 91, they're not going to keep me there very long."
Right.
"I'll fucking kill myself. Ah, I didn't see the new portable mobile version. Kill yourself on the go. For the busy, suicidal.
Slips right into your wrinkle folds.
It's just like a fucking razor blade with a note that says, do it, pussy.
Right?
Fuck
oh
it,
my
a.
God.
A 91-year-old lady selling suicide kits.
That's so awesome.
On top of a family who all went out, and then this nice UK rocket engineer. Fucking crazy.
Awesome.
I wonder if DJ Megatron actually shot and killed himself.
I don't know.
Turned into a gun and just misfired. I know those. I'm stepping on BET host toes. I'm sorry, guys.
I hate that channel.
I don't think white late night talk show hosts, can they make jokes like that? Because that's like that start a race, right? That's the equivalent of throwing a fucking chair at a BET comedy show. Comedies in quotes. I don't think so. Nolly says, "You can kill yourself by biting off your tongue." Nicole Nanya says, ah, Bill Cosby will come out with some PSA and make it all better in his mumble. How does he talk? The Jello.
No.
Look at my sweater.
No. I'm Bill Cosby.
Spilt says, I want to make an all-white channel. What would it, call, what would it be called?
WEK?
It'd be called WET. White Entertainment Network.
No, it'd be the whitest kids you know.
WET.
That show.
I like that show. I that, like show that show is actually too. Very entertaining.
I just started called, watching like, it. You know, I don't know. I really, VH1.
The Civil War. Fucking VH1.
You remember that, dude? I used to always flip through those. There was VH1, MTV, and then
Nolly
fucking
says
BET.
NBC. Yeah. Any of those Jewish-run networks. It's all one guy that owns all that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. But fucking, yeah. BET used to be, like, right after MTV. So I'd, like, always flip between all those.
19, 20, 21.
No, it was, Oh, for me, it was 41 for VH1 and 33 for MTV and 35 for BET.
Glad we don't have TV.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Too.
30 was Nickelodeon. Yay. All right. 28 was Cartoon Network.
Let's talk about China for a minute. China is a very, very resourceful, shall we say, communist, perhaps. Evil, sure. What large, all-powerful, dictating government isn't? Okay. They have... You know there's these things called... the fuck are they called? They're big, like...
Meccas?
Gold farming. Online, internet, gold farming centers, right?
What?
People in China basically have jobs where they get paid to... play WoW and mine gold all day.
Oh, right.
A whole call center full of little Chinese gold miners, and then that they sell that and actually turn it into real money. Wow.
Right, but they're mining gold on WoW.
Well, on any game that you need to do that for.
Right, like right. StarCraft.
Okay,
or
so
whatever.
They decided that that's expensive. Why are we paying people to do that when we should just be making them do it for free? We're fucking China. We can do that. So.
That's not cool.
They're prisoners. They have these fucking labor camps that they do hard labor in the daytime, and now at night they have to online farm gold.
Oh my god.
24/7. You're either fucking farming gold or you're farming gold, if you
know. Oh my
know.
God.
That was a visual. If you catch my drift there. Nolly says, slavery is all the rage in China. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so stupid. I can't believe
it. So check this out. This is a person that was in one of these. He was in the Jixi labor camp.
Okay.
His name is Liu Dali. We'll just call him Liu. He says he would slog through tough days breaking rocks and digging trenches in the open cast coal mines of northeast China. And then at night, he would slay demons, battle goblins, and cast spells.
Oh my god.
Ah, fuck my life.
Oh my god.
Hey,
dude.
I tried to order one of those suicide kits, but fuck, man, it didn't get here in time. Liu says he was one of scores of prisoners forced to play online games to build up credits that prison guards would then trade for real money. He's 54 years old, a former prison guard. He was a former prison guard. He was jailed for 3 years in 2004 for, quote, illegally petitioning the central government about corruption in his hometown. He reckons the operation was even more lucrative than the physical labor that prisoners were also forced to do.
That's
your online e-gold mining is more lucrative than your actual. That's
actual digging ditches and shit. Like,
God
really?
Bless the internet. Quote:
that's ridiculous.
Prison bosses made more money forcing them to play the games than to do the manual labor. There were 300 prisoners forced to play games, 12-hour shifts working in the camp. I heard them say they could earn 5,000 to 6,000 let's say 500, around 600 British pounds, like around 800 bucks a day, 900 bucks a day. We didn't see any of the money, obviously. The computers were never turned off, just all day humming.
Dude, we should
Mining that gold.
I could do that.
Mining that
Give
gold.
Give me a WoW account.
I
want
to start.
Make us money.
No, we
it's
need
cool.
to start.
I will
making,
build
listen,
characters.
Listen, we need to
and
start
we'll
making
sell them for a lot of listen, money.
We need to start making bitcoins.
What?
Google it. Bitcoins.
What's
telling
that?
You.
What's that?
It's an online e-currency.
That?
When it first came out, they were very excited when one Bitcoin was equal to $1. Now, one Bitcoin is equal to about $7 or $8.
Why?
Because.
What's a Bitcoin?
It's completely anonymous. It's completely fucking just. I'm not even gonna begin to get into what a fucking Bitcoin is right now. Just look
How
it up
you
if you want to know. You have your computer, and your computer is in a pool with a bunch of other computers on a server, like peer-to-peer style, like a torrent uh-huh. works, kind of. And all the computers are trying to solve algorithm puzzles or encryption puzzles or whatever. First okay. computer in that hive or group or whatever to solve it gets bitcoins. You can take those bitcoins and buy stuff online. I've been seeing more and more sites say we accept bitcoins and shit. It's pretty neat, and it's totally, like, anonymous and not traceable. Like, you can launder money that way if you so chose to do, but pretty cool. I would accept Bitcoin donations. Fucking A.
But how do you can't turn them into real money unless you, like, buy stuff. You're just buying
no,
stuff
No, you
online.
Can. There's You can. You can. Oh. Trust. You can. There's a reason one Bitcoin's worth $7 now, dude.
How do you... Where do you go?
Nolly says one internet's equals 10 US dollars.
Yeah,
it's these guys made it. It's a group of fucking servers somewhere and they created a currency and it's so perfect the way they designed it. And so people have built like these crazy souped up server farms to like using their GPUs and their CPUs and a whole bunch of those to like solve these puzzles, right? So they figure that if I have a faster computer, I can try more options which will solve the puzzle quicker. So they made it to where as they get the puzzles get solved, they get harder and harder and harder. So but yeah, it's pretty
but
crazy.
But who's the company that wants their puzzles solved? Like, what is that?
It's well, that's just the way to generate the work necessary to make the bitcoins, so to speak.
But what do they get out of it? Because they're giving you bitcoins. What do they get out of it? Because
they're not giving you. They're being created.
Oh.
And there can only be so many bitcoins created. I think they said it was like 21 million, and then that's it. So there's no fear of like overinflation and stuff like that. And once it hits that mark, like, they'll be worth a lot of money. You can do stuff with them.
Then
and
how
it's
do you get
completely,
them after that?
It's non-government fund, like, there's no government behind it. It's a completely anonymous, internet-based currency, which is really neat, I think.
Huh. How do we do that?
Look it up, Bitcoin. It's pretty interesting. Anyway.
Do that.
That's what it just reminded me of, that, like, farming gold, farming for Bitcoins, whatever.
Let's
it's
do that.
Cool. Untraceable. It's pretty mind blowing, dude. The fucking shit these guys put into the code and stuff. It's crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, this gold farming. If they this guy says Lou, if I couldn't complete my work quota, they would punish me physically. They would make me stand with my hands raised in the air, and after I returned to my dormitory, they would beat me with plastic pipes. We kept playing until we could barely see. It is known as gold farming, the practice of building up credits and online value through the monotonous repetition of basic tasks in online games, such as...
What?
No. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Not what. Wow.
What?
The trade in virtual assets is very real and outside the control of the game's makers. Millions of gamers around the world are prepared to pay real money for such online credits, which they can use to progress in the online games. The trading of virtual currencies in multiplayer games has become so rampant in China that it is increasingly difficult to regulate. In April, the Sichuan provincial government in central China launched a court case against a gamer who stole credits online worth about 3,000 RMB, whatever that is.
Not a clue.
No idea.
Nope.
You know, if 5,000 is 470 pounds about, so less than that. It's like 500 bucks maybe. So that's pretty awesome. They have like concentration camps, like literally.
But we should do something like that though, because like I'm good at online games and stuff. You should like just let me build characters and sell them, or like, you know, fucking get all this epic gear and stuff and sell it. And just, I could do that. I know I could do that.
The emergence of gold farming as a business in China, whether in prisons or sweatshops, could raise new questions over the exporting of goods, real or virtual, from the country. That's so amazing. Using fucking prison labor to gold mine.
It is kind of fucked up. I don't know.
Justin Fan Light Green says, have you figured out what to do with fuckmefacebook.com? What are we going to do with that? What should we do with that? Just do like a Facebook sluts thing,
you know? Like, these are a bunch of sluts, and they're on Facebook, and they put their pictures out there, and now these are a bunch of chicks that, if this is fuckmefacebook.com.
Like the real ones, and that's it? Yeah. There's the pitch? There you go.
Should just do that. Awesome. Get all the Facebook sluts, like, you know.
Can we just put, make a group, like, we're looking for sluts for fuckmefacebook.com?
Get them to fucking give them to us. Or do we make like fake?
Is it fake though, or are they real sluts?
Real.
Okay, so we're talking like maybe a Craigslist meets Facebook.
Yeah.
And a little touch of that one fucking chat roulette.
Yeah.
Just a little touch.
Like they can make their own little profiles, and it's like based on their Facebook shit. And
based on their penises and vaginas, instead of your picture. It's your penis or your vagina.
It'll be like Facebook, as your profile but your pornographic Facebook. Like you're setting up
a porno Facebook?
No, not
a Facebook
like that.
That allows.
You're not listening at all.
Pornographic images.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because Facebook doesn't, and MySpace doesn't. None of these social networks do. So if we offered a social network that let you put it in the butt, right there in the butt. Think you're onto something.
No,
is that all recorded? Did we get that?
Just it's like a Facebook profile, but you could have pornographic images, and it's like a dating site. Like, hey, this is what I look like. This is what I do.
So, like,
I'm a freak. This is my fucking awesome sexual positions I love. Instead of like interest, it'll be like sexual interest.
So, like, instead of here's a picture,
it'll be like, what Kama Sutra books have you read, or like, you know, shit like that. You know, I don't know. Just instead of favorite movies, it'll be favorite pornos. You know.
So instead of here's a picture of what I ate last night, you're like, here's pictures from the orgy we went to this weekend.
Or here's a picture of what I ate last night, and it's a vagina. There you go.
Fair enough.
Get it?
Do it.
Ha ha, yeah.
Make it happen. Get it.
Let's do that.
There it is.
Well, we do have it. He has it.
He has it. So do it. Let's do it. That sounds good. Let's make it happen. Program that shit up.
I think that'd be pretty badass.
I think so, too.
Go over pretty well.
Let's do it.
You know, put ads for it on Facebook.
Do you think we could do that? Make a group for it. Make a page.
Right. Call it Fuck Me Facebook.
So
slash
awesome.
Facebook.
All right. Well, speaking of penises and vaginas and stuff, did you hear about the magic penis killing? Did anyone hear about this?
What?
I didn't. I just learned about this. I was fascinated. So there were 12 people that were arrested in connection with setting a pastor on fire after accusing him of using a magic penis to sleep with women.
Huh.
Just saying, right? Magic penis.
You think it's like in that show Red Dwarf?
It puts you to
sleep. When Deep grew his own penis on a mouse.
Nolly says, kill it with fire! Burn the witch! The 9 men and 3 women, aged between 28 and 50, will appear in the court in... I don't even know what that word is.
It's like that song, Detachable Penis.
Something like that. The village is among them. A community headman was arrested after the pastor of the Izwi Zion Christian Church was burnt to death a day before. They said that this guy...
Nolly says at least they're fucking girls now.
progress.
That is progress. That is absolutely progress.
It's progress.
They drag this guy from his one-roomed house in the... What? I don't even know. Are these words?
Etitendini. It's probably written in another language, and now it's converted.
Etitendini informal settlement near Jeppes Reef, south of Malalaleni. Malalaleni. Stop picking your eye. And taken to a hill where he was set on fire.
It did kill it with fire.
Baby's on fire. His house was also burned, and his wife and daughter went into hiding. Community members had... This is like reading a newspaper for, like, a little Aborigine tribe. Like,
right.
The Daily... Or whatever. That's so awesome.
I actually knew a woman who did speak in Pops and Clicks once.
Uh-huh. Just and, once?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the lady. She came to get a job at our restaurant down south. We couldn't hire her, but it was really fun interviewing her.
Are you ready for the plot twist?
What?
Community members had accused him of talking to animals and using an invisible penis to sleep with women in the informal settlement. They also accused his wife of turning into a snail and terrorizing the community.
As that a snail.
Fucking bitch. As a snail, just slowly leaving disgusting slippery trails everywhere she goes.
Now, if it was a giant, huge snail, I could see how it's terrorizing a little bit. But
what if she turned into, like, a human snail and the bottom was her vagina just all... And she just, like, slid across on her vagina. Wouldn't that be amazing? Ugh.
Dude, this is ridiculous. Oh,
look out! Look out! He's got the invisible penis again! How do you know?
He told me. Oh my god.
He's like, I can't see it. Okay. Why is your wife in form of a snail? The villagers also complained that his family had used muti? What? I don't even know what that is. To make them sick after the death. Well, they have court, so that's... helpful.
That's a step up.
It's good.
That's weird, dude. Where the fuck did you get that news story?
Malawi? I don't even know. Somewhere in Africa, I'm going to guess. So, pretty awesome.
It's a little weird.
All right, well, speaking of Africa, check this out.
What?
There's a study that says white people, they say... They are the victims now of racism.
Oh, great.
That's right. This is our time.
Great.
According to researchers, the study contradicts the notion of a post-racial society ushered in by President Barack Obama's election. He's not black. We've said that. I love that. Despite ongoing racial disparities in America, whites believe they are victims of racism more than blacks. So awesome.
Really?
Quote, it's a pretty surprising finding when you think of the wide range of disparities that still exist in society, most of which show black Americans with worse outcomes than whites in areas such as income, home ownership, health, and employment. Except that, hey, this is now our time, because you know what? That's the whites now. We're fucking broke.
Yep.
We're unemployed.
Trailer
we rent
trash.
Trailer trash. We're not healthy. We're fucking...
No.
We're desolate, man. We're fucking dying here. We're killing ourselves.
I think we're all about equal at this point. You know, you right? guys got ghettos, we got fucking trailer courts, all
right?
You
That's
know?
Right. Fucking
it's
A.
just as bad, all right?
What's amazing also to me is when you see, like, a black dude with a white chick and they live in a trailer court, because you know that he got that fucking place from her daddy. You fucking
right.
know it. That was the dowry.
Oh, my God, dude.
He even came with a Confederate flag. That's okay, because I served in the South. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
So, nationwide sample, 208 blacks and 209 whites, huh? That's right. Goddamn right. They completed questionnaires asking how much racial discrimination each group experienced from the 1950s onward. While both groups agreed on the amount of racial discrimination in the 50s, whites believe that racism against blacks decreased faster than blacks do. That's because the blacks like to hold a grudge, if you know what I mean.
Well,
also, maybe because the whites at one point in time actually owned the blacks, right. And they're still kind of pissed about that.
I don't understand why.
Reparations.
Was owned or owned anyone is dead now.
I know, right?
Get over it.
Telling you, dude, the Civil War.
Yes, my great-great-grandmother owned your great-great-grandmother. I'm sorry.
And look, we built America together.
What do you want me to do?
That's
go
right.
Step on her grave? Bad. That was no.
The biggest difference was that whites believe that anti-white bias has increased as anti-black bias has decreased. On average, the researchers found whites rated anti-white racism as more prevalent in the 2000s than anti-black bias by more than a full point on a 10-point scale. 11% of whites said whites are currently very much targets of discrimination, compared with 2% of blacks who said blacks are very much discrimination targets. That's because every business got fat tax breaks if they hired ethnic minorities or retards. If you're equal opportunity, you get cha-ching. Just saying. So, pretty interesting. Good job, whites.
Right.
Way to bring it down.
Well, I think we're all about equal at this point. We all fuck up in our
own
little ways.
We're all garbage.
So.
We're all complete garbage.
Yeah.
I have black trash bags and I have white trash bags. Just saying. You know what goes in them both? Fucking trash.
Yeah, the big black ones always tend to be a bit stronger.
Yeah, that they are weird, huh?
Yeah, they hold a little
and
more.
And the things are like a little longer.
They're thicker.
Know what I mean? A little thicker. The white ones tear easy.
Yeah, they do.
Sad.
Yeah, right. You notice that for the smaller trash bags, trash cans, you get the white ones.
Weird.
For the big industrial ones, you get the black trash bags. It's pretty great.
New industrial strength.
Okay.
All right, so we scared the shit out of you by talking about the Cellebrite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Physical
scary.
Pro UFED machine.
Not
you
cool.
Fed. It's you fed.
Yeah.
Fucking
it is.
A.
Fed by you is right.
We chose social networking over our sense of smell.
You did.
I did.
I did not.
No, you chose smell. I am in the majority of people ages 30 to 15.
That's backwards.
Thank you.
But go on.
So there was a new Flogging Molly album out. We haven't listened to it yet. So I'm just going to pick a song and
go out with that.
I hope it's good. And if not, I will never listen to Flogging Molly again.
Told you that.
There you go. Anything else? Thank you.
No, I'm
high
good.
Fives.
Thank you. High fives to you.
We
too,
are,
Brosif.
Like I said, the last ad-free podcast on the internet. So please help us keep it that way. TheJamHole.com/donate. Was that an ad for us?
Nah. That doesn't count.
No, we love you guys.
And don't forget, Monday night is episode 500.
Fucking A.
So, we need to get 500 likes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Our Facebook thing.
I'm over it. Whatever.
Well, whatever.
I don't care anymore.
At least share it with somebody, for fuck's sakes.
Share it with one person. Facebook.com/TheJamHole Podcast. Yeah. Join the forums, TheJamHole.com/forums,
and
email info@TheJamHole.com. Leave us messages for episode 500 at 406-204-4687. You can text me at 406-848-1739. Got some comments. Getting a lot of comments again on your laparoscopic ovarian cyst tumor surgery video.
Still getting shit on
that? I thought
that?
This was kind of cool. This lady, she says, thank you so much for sharing this. I have to have the same thing done on June 3rd, and I have to have A, D, and C on top of everything else. I was wondering exactly what they were going to do to me, and now I know. Thank you for this, and cool show. So,
sweet.
Pretty awesome. But yeah, there's tons of fucking...
Yeah.
Tons of comments on those. So nice work on the surgery documentary. You can check out the parties. We're going to have a couple parties this summer. TheJamHole.com/forums in the meetups and parties section there. It'll be a good time. And August... 13th, that's Saturday, we'll be here doing our third annual, so check it. It's going to be
fucking fun. Check it out.
Check it out.
What's it all about?
Da-da-da.
It's
turn this motherfucking party out.
Episode 500 Monday. Join us. TheJamHole.com/live. It'll be a good time.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. We'll see you guys then. Peace out.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.